Welcome back to His Time. It is time for our second guest this morning. Joining me in the studio, another Al. We just got done talking with an Al, and we got another Al. It must be Al Day here at KFUO. Joining me in the studio this morning, the Reverend Al Tormelin. He's the director of the 72 with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning. Good to have you with us this morning, Al.
It's great to be here with you.
You're always my smiling chapel buddy. I always, when I get to make it to chapel here at the International Center, Al's always there smiling, ready to greet me and welcome me into chapel to hear God's word. And so it's good to finally get to have you in the studio here this morning. Al, what is the 72?
It's a ministry of Office of National Mission in our church. Mm-hmm. And what we do is equip people in congregations so that they can connect people to Jesus Christ in their communities, reconnect people in their congregations to Christ, and then assimilate them into their congregations so they then can be nurtured in their Christian faith and be loved and cared for by the members of the congregation and grow in their faith. And then also that we would like to see them reach out to others with that good news about Jesus.
So it's a way of supporting and equipping the saints to tell the good news about Jesus in their community, to their friends, to their neighbors, and even to those in their own congregation to be a support and encouragement to them. Is it any specific people that you're looking for? Who's a team member of the 72?
The team members are people. They're all volunteers. Mm-hmm. Retired pastors, lay people that have a heart and compassion for outreach, teachers, DCOs, DCEs, that we then equip and certify to partner with congregations, and so they then can equip their members for outreach and for witnessing.
Now, where does this name, 72, the 72, come from?
Comes from Luke 10, where Christ sent out the 72, two by two, to every town and village where he would want to come and reach people for his kingdom.
Very good. Very good. And so what, can you share with us some of the things that the 72 have been up to in the last year?
Just delighted to share that with people. And basically, we've worked with congregations to help them with reaching people with that good news, mm-hmm. to have a way of connecting with them, equipping them for that. We offer training to help congregations in assimilation. We equip people for canvassing in their communities. It's a different kind of a canvas. It's a prayer canvas.
Uh-huh.
And what we equip the members of congregations to do, go out into their community and discover what needs they have, mm-hmm. that congregations might pray for. And it's great to know that people just love this when they're contacted in their communities. And then we try to find out from them whether or not they are connected with any Christian church in the mm-hmm. community. And if not, we would invite them then to worship at the congregation that the team is serving.
Sure.
And also to let them know that they will be prayed for the following Sunday in church.
Now, does this training, does this partnership work well for small congregations or large congregations, rural or urban? Where does this really work well?
It works in all of them. We have served some very small congregations that have a heart and desire to have their people reach others in the community that have not been connected to Christ or any congregation. Mm-hmm. We work with congregations in rural and small town settings, mm-hmm. in urban settings, suburban, and congregations of all sizes. We are not limiting
sure.
Any congregation from using our ministry to help them.
So to be a volunteer with the 72, you're looking for folks who have some time and willingness to work through this process and to help congregations is what I understand. Is that right?
That is correct. We are looking for people, first of all, that are available. Mm-hmm. They need not be retired. Some people have work situations where sure. they can take time off and become part of this ministry. Secondly, we want people that have been faithful in their worship life, in studying the Word, mm-hmm. people that have a heart and compassion for wanting to reach the lost. And also people that have some skills in terms of using the computer, our modules, as we call them, that we offer to congregations are on PowerPoint that they use then to mm-hmm. make their presentations and work with them. It's not coming in and dumping something,
sure.
but it's a partnership working with them and equipping them.
So there's some interaction. It's not just a, here's a presentation, listen to it, but there's some interaction. So it's an engagement.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. We want it to be interactive.
Sure. Now, Al, tell us about your involvement. How did you become a part of the 72? Tell us a little bit about your history.
Well, it's a long history. I was a parish pastor, and I guess I became involved when Dr. Berry, former president of our synod, was president of Iowa East, mm-hmm. and I had a call to serve as the evangelism person, education person in his district. I prayed about that, and it took me a long time, really, to make the decision. I finally decided the Lord still wanted me to work in the parish where I was serving. Then it was time for me to slow down a bit in the parish. And the first thing I knew, when President Berry was president of Synod, he found me out and asked me if I would be willing to come and work then with him in his outreach ministry. And that it's been about 15 years ago.
Wow.
And I've been here at the International Center, made some internal changes here. Mm-hmm. We started out in the Office of Education Witness. It was in here. Then from there up to World Mission, and now finally in the Office of National Mission.
So you've moved around a little bit here, but still doing a lot of the same work, and that is helping equip the saints to tell the good news of Jesus in their communities. And that is that's good to hear. You know, our president of the synod now, President Harrison, Pastor Harrison, has given us this threefold understanding of what we are as a church with witness, mercy, and life together. It's very clear that that we as the saints, as the body of Christ, are given to all of those things, and witness is very much so a part of that, to tell the good news about Jesus to our friends and neighbors in our daily vocations. It's not just Sunday mornings, but being equipped to with the Word of God to tell that good news in every aspect of life and in all our vocations. And it sounds like that's what you're doing with the 72.
That is correct. And what a joy it is. If I can equip somebody for mm-hmm. doing it, or two or three do it, or a number of congregations where we have a number of people involved, they can do far more than I can personally.
Sure. And the Word of God, just the fact that we have the Word of God means that we are equipped. When we hear the Word of God and receive His gifts in Word and Sacrament, that alone means that we are equipped. But sometimes we need that confidence, it sounds like, to tell our neighbors. I'm guessing that's what you're focused on, is giving them the confidence to tell that good news. They've already gotten it in Word and Sacrament. When you're there receiving God's Word regularly, you're equipped by the power of His Spirit, but having that confidence to step out and whether it's going door to door or in your daily job, having that opportunity to step out and step up with confidence to do it.
Yes, and that's what happens. Mm-hmm. If we give them some training to equip them for that,
sure.
Takes away the fear. I hear so many people want to contact them about becoming involved in this ministry, and we need more people
sure.
to help and work with congregations. Their response is, oh, I can't really do that.
Uh-huh.
And why? Because I don't really know what to share or how to share it, and so that's what our training provides for them.
Sure. Now, if someone wants to join the 72, become a partner with the 72, or would like to receive, if a congregation would like to receive that support from the 72, what are the steps they need to take?
Just basically contact our office here at the International Center, and can either talk to me personally or mm-hmm. to my wonderful assistant, Robbie, and we will help them with that. They can also contact our website, and it has an application in there for both becoming involved as a team of the 72 or the application mm-hmm. for wanting a team to partner with the congregation. That's the initial start.
Sure. So you can find out more about that by going to lcms.org/the72 and seven, the 72, like the actual numbers, not the words. So lcms.org/the72 and go check that out. And that will get you connected to all that the 72 has to offer, whether you're looking for support from the 72 or you want to be a volunteer for the 72. And that'll get you also connected to Reverend Al Tormolson about to learn more about that. How are we doing? What are the needs right now for the 72? What kind of needs do you have?
Right now, our need is that we need more people, simply because already for 2014, the new year that we're in, we have requests and congregations have received applications.
Mm-hmm.
My last count, I think we're up to about 29 congregations that would like to have a team partner with them. They received applications, and some of our people, because their age, and some have been involved in this ministry now for 10, 12 years, they, for a number of reasons, have felt that they need to call it quits.
Retire.
Retire. It's a better way of saying it. And they need to be replaced. And then we have the urgency of having more congregations that want a team of 72 to partner mm-hmm. with them. It's really an urgent time in our synod that we have more people become involved in this ministry.
So if you're one of those people who have been blessed with to the opportunity to receive God's word and sacraments regularly, you're listening today, and you're blessed with the gift of time, perhaps connecting with the 72 and becoming a partner with the 72 to serve in the 72 might be a good way for God to use you to bring his good news into other communities. So very good. Reverend Al Tormolin, good to have you in the studio this morning and to talk about the 72. Thanks so much for stopping by this morning to talk with us.
Thank you for asking me. It's a joy to be able to share information about this ministry, and most certainly they can contact us at any time.
Very good.
May the Lord be with all of you and bless you, and have joy in sharing that good news about Jesus with people in your mission field right around your congregation where you are located. Approximately 50% of the people are unconnected or disconnected from a church, a Christian church, and perhaps even not connected with Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord.
Thank you, Reverend Al Tormolin. Thanks for being here this morning. Stick around more his time up next on Listener Supported Worldwide KFUO. Hi, I'm Andy Bates. Join me for the next Faith and Family, where we'll talk with experts and everyday people about topics pertinent to faithful family life. Listen to Faith and Family Live weekdays at 11 on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news, underwritten by Concordia University, Wisconsin.